He was a young boy filled with fear about something that no child should be afraid of. He was terrified of being asked to take part in a simple classroom activity.
Full-blown panic attack starts up, hands sweating, throat choking up. And then the kid right next to me reads, and I raise my hand, and I'm going to the bathroom, right? Hiding in the bathroom to escape reading out loud, tears streaming down my face, sort of hoping that when I came back from the bathroom, I would be skipped. It was a good plan, right? But unfortunately, more often than not, I'd come back from the bathroom only to discover that they held my spot.
Jonathan Mooney is an author and activist who graduated from Brown University with honors in literature. But he says as a young boy, school was torture.
I have memories of kindergarten and the tyranny of the desk and sitting there with my foot bouncing and drumming with the pencil and hearing a lot of sit still, stop, and then eventually, what's your problem?
Mooney says when he was in fourth grade, he was diagnosed with dyslexia as well as other learning disorders.
And I was formally sort of sucked over to the other side of normal my fourth grade year in school, where I was diagnosed with a constellation of language-based learning disabilities, which is the term that was used at the time. I think of them now as learning differences as well as attentional differences and challenges.
And by the time he was 12, his struggles became so acute he contemplated suicide.
I struggled with anxiety and depression, the root of that struggle being the way that my differences were starting to be treated and made to feel as deficiencies. And the negative self-concept of being the stupid, crazy, lazy, you know, broken kid that was building inside of me.
But Mooney says his parents and some of his teachers encouraged him, showing him that the issue wasn't him, but the system.
I wasn't the problem. The problem was the way that I was being treated. And the problem was a narrow definition of what learning is in school. I should persevere and continue to try to navigate a system that wasn't built for me, because there was a light at the end of the tunnel and I had something to contribute to the world.
He continued to struggle, but Mooney says a combination of encouragement from others plus his love of sports kept him from surrendering.
I sort of managed high school and was supported at times by educators who accommodated my differences, and at other times was not. And what kept me going through high school was my athletics. I was a soccer player, something that was really central to my building of a positive self-concept. And that kept me in the game, for lack of a better word. It kept me aspiring to go to college because I wanted to play college athletics.
Mooney has written three books, including Learning Outside the Lines and The Short Bus, and lectures around the country on how we can do a better job of including and supporting those who are labeled learning disabled.
It is a long journey. I do look back on, you know, the kid who spent a lot of time in the hallway chilling out with the janitor, and then the person who, you know, graduated from an Ivy League university with a honors degree in, of all things, English literature. I look back and at times don't recognize the person I am now, because it was never something that I thought was possible. It led me to seeing myself as somebody who had a mind that mattered and as somebody who had something to contribute as a learner and something to contribute as a person, as a human being.
Mooney will speak at Cal State Channel Islands tomorrow on the subject of learning outside the lines. The 4 p.m. presentation in the university's Grand Salon is free and open to the public. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.